Now, here's a term that I learned yesterday, diversity fatigue. It's a reality they reckon that plagues the Australian workforce. While industries are clearly aware of unequal representation, research suggests that numerous companies feel the conversation on diversity and inclusion is pretty well written off as old news. On the line with us now, we have Sarah Liu. She's the diversity and inclusion expert and founder of the Dream Collective, to chat a little bit more. Sarah, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having me.
So I'm imagining that this phrase diversity fatigue, it sounds quite vague. What does it actually mean?
Yes. So when we first coined the term diversity fatigue, it really refers to, I think, the frequent conversation that we've all been having around diversity and inclusion. Yet there's not much change that's happening. So what happens is that people who are supportive of diversity and inclusion are getting increasingly frustrated about the inaction. And then people who are not yet supportive of diversity and inclusion, they're getting very frustrated, quote unquote, about diversity being shoved down their throat. So that's sort of what we're really seeing across corporate Australia.
Do you think that this is, a really solid concept, or is this just something that people, I suppose, corporations are using as an excuse to say, well, we're not going to hire you because we have diversity fatigue?
I think it really is a very real phenomenon that we're faced with. So my article on The Australian came out, it began trending in the top 5 professional news in Australia across LinkedIn. We've received hundreds and hundreds of comments, and then a lot of a huge amount of feedback actually around resonance around the topic. So I think what we're really seeing is that companies and individuals often feel that they have to say the right thing to be politically correct, rather than actually lean into the discomfort and uncover what are people's disbelief that they need to deal with and change of mindset, rather than sort of just ticking the box.
And, when we say industries in Australia, it can mean basically anything. Are there particular industries, I guess, or particular areas of the Australian workforce where diversity fatigue is more prevalent, or is this just a blanket thing?
I think we really see that across the board, but I think in the area that we particularly sort of work with, our clients predominantly come from professional services and also in the tech industry. I think in technology particularly, because there's such a clear and huge gap of women in technology, they're really doubling down on the effort. And I think as a result, people are feeling, oh, we're talking about it all the time. And when you talk about diversity and inclusion again, there's a bit of an eye roll and people are starting to be very disengaged around the topic.
Do you think that we should be worried, I suppose, when we see potentially a job advert that says it's, we're only accepting women applicants, or we're only accepting Torres Strait Islander and Indigenous applicants? Do you think that we should be worried that the company is just looking to maintain a good image as opposed to actually drive meaningful change?
That's a very interesting question. Hiring for diversity is not just looking good. Hiring for diversity is actually good for business, right? So, for example, let's say if your team, lacks a particular skill set, for the next person, you're very adamant and very specific about a particular skill set you want to bring onto the team. Nobody would, blink an eye for it. But when it comes to adding diversity, because diversity, so having, let's say women on a team is not just ticking the box. It actually creates diversity and invites diversity of thought into the company and the organization. So hiring for diversity is actually, good for business. And I think people need to understand that a little bit more. And that's exactly, that goes back to the concept around diversity fatigue, that we need to really make sure that we have the right conversation and that we're actually educating and informing people about the benefit and actually the critical importance of having diversity and inclusion in your organization.
Well, just before I let you go, Sarah, you did mention education just there. Do you think that's the best way to tackle diversity fatigue, or are there some other ways we can go about that?
I think from what we've seen, education is the first step. But what does education look like? I think that needs to evolve. So, you know, I think typically, usually it's been training. But I think in terms of educating people, the most powerful way is storytelling and role modeling. And that's what Corporate Australia can do a lot more.
Sarah, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Sarah Liu. She's the diversity and inclusion expert and founder of the Dream Collective, chatting to us about the realities of diversity fatigue in the Australian workforce and how to actively encourage inclusion.